This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. I want to talk about a book called Our Lady of Guadalupe and the Conquest of Darkness. It's a book published by Christendom Press and written by Warren H. Carroll. And it tells the amazing story of the spiritual and the physical conquest of the Aztec Empire in Mexico. While I obviously cannot endorse everything Warren H. Carroll has said in his books, I think that this book is one of the best books I've ever read. I recently reread the book. It's quite short, actually, and most of it deals with the period prior to Our Lady of Guadalupe's appearance in 1531, and how Cortes and his fellow Spanish conquistadors overthrew the Aztec Empire. And what's so fascinating about this story is not only to read about the odds that they overcame in overthrowing this empire, but the demonic culture that was entrenched in the worship of the Aztecs. The Aztec Empire might have been the most wicked culture in human history. As Carroll points out on page 8 of his book, he says, quote, "Many primitive peoples have practiced occasional human sacrifice, and some have practiced cannibalism. None has ever done so on a scale remotely approaching that of the Aztecs," end quote. It's also extremely interesting that the serpent was a symbol used all over the Aztec Empire and in every aspect of their formalized worship. The center of their primary temple, where they conducted the most elaborate and massive human sacrifices imaginable, was enclosed by a wall that was called the Serpent Wall. As they were tearing the hearts from their victims as they sacrificed them, their aides would play sounds on snake skin drums. You would hear this sound in the background as people were being sacrificed and led into the temple to be sacrificed. Their temples were covered with images of snakes. One of their primary idols had many devil-like figures near his body with serpent-like tails. It's also interesting, and we've pointed this out on our website, that their idols were hideous and monstrous and extremely disturbing to any normal person. Many of them were pictured committing acts of sodomy with each other, another indication and proof that homosexuality springs from demonic possession, as Romans 1 teaches. One of the most important places that the emperor used was called the House of the Serpent, and I could go on and on. And the reason I mention this is because we see this also in the pagan religions of the East as well. We see the serpent intertwined with their false religions. And this is very important because we know from the book of Genesis that the original rebellion against God was instigated by the serpent, which represents the devil. The fact that all of these cultures so formalize the use of the serpent is a physical representation that they are thoroughly demonic and belong completely to the devil, pointing us back to the truth of 1 Corinthians 10:20, Psalm 95:5, that the gods of these false religions are devils. The two towers near their main temple were constructed of mortar and human skulls. The walls, the benches, the steps were made out of skulls. Just based on the skulls that the Spaniards saw near the temple, they were able to calculate that there were at least hundreds of thousands just in the number of those that they saw. Each city had a large town and a temple where they would conduct these human sacrifices. Starting on page 8 of his book, Carroll explains how it worked. He says, quote, "Every Aztec city and large town had a central square from which a high pyramidal temple rose. Month after month, year after year, in temple after temple, the sacrificial victims came down the roads to the steps, and there were bent backwards over large convex slabs of polished stone. An immense knife with a blade of midnight black volcanic glass rose and fell, cutting the victim open. His heart was torn out while still beating and held up for all to see, while his ravaged body was kicked over the edge of the temple platform, where it bounced and slithered in obscene contortions down the steps to the bottom, 100 feet below. End quote. So you had the cities and the temple itself constructed in such a way so that all of the other people could see exactly what was happening. They could see the rows of people being led into the temple to be sacrificed. They could see them being sacrificed with their hearts being ripped out while it was still beating. They could see them being kicked over the edge of the platform and bouncing down to the bottom. It was a scene meant to elicit horror and fear. It was truly the kingdom of the devil and death. In fact, Carroll tells the story of the 1487 dedication of the new Aztec temple, and more than 80,000 people were killed for 4 days and four nights. They continuously killed so many people that they had to utilize teams of priests who would take over for the priests who grew tired of the killing. Not tired as in physically repulsed, but tired as in worn out. On page 10, he quotes another author who describes it, quote, "Legionnaires prepared the victims who were put in close single file down the steps of the Great Pyramid, through the city, out over the causeways, and as far as the eye could see. For the average person viewing the spectacle from his rooftop, it would appear that the victims stretched in lines to the ends of the earth. The lines of victims were strung out for miles, thousands of trapped humans milling about like cattle, awaiting their turn in the line that was about to move. Suddenly, the brilliantly arrayed kings appeared on the platform, and silence fell over the city. Together they approached Huitzilopochtli's chapel and made reverent obeisance. As they turned to join their aides at the four slabs, great snakeskin drums began to throb, announcing that the lines could now begin to move." End quote. This period of human history is simply awe-striking for a number of reasons. Not only did you have the clash of two alien civilizations, and in fact, really alien worlds, because the New World was just being discovered. The Indians on the American continent, almost all of them had never seen or heard of Europeans. Some of them believed that the Europeans were in fact from another world, and even gods. The Europeans were discovering this new world with its incredible natural beauty, expanse, and treasure. But at the same time, they were coming upon this people that seemed almost to be from the underworld, because they were thoroughly controlled by the devil. It must have been a striking experience for the Catholic Christians from Spain, who, while not all of them, of course, were of the highest moral standard, many of them did believe in the truth of Christ and accepted the fact that those who are outside of him are in darkness. It must have been amazing for them to come upon this people, which so strikingly confirmed that truth, and lived in an entire kingdom dedicated to the devil's reign. And it's fascinating that some of the main battles were fought by the conquistadors for control of the demonic temple and the area where their main devil god had his shrine located. And they would overthrow the image, and they would have to fight their way up the steps of the temple. And the people on the outside could actually see this battle occurring between the Catholics and the devil-worshipping Aztecs. So you had this situation where the physical battle was occurring for control of the temple, and it represented the spiritual battle between Christ and the hummingbird wizard, which is the name of the Aztecs' devil god. And Carroll does an excellent job of explaining how these two realities were intertwined. And I believe that the level of evil present in the Aztec Empire is one of the reasons why the miracle of Guadalupe was so prodigious and the image so amazing and miraculous. It was almost to counteract the level of evil that existed in this land prior to her appearance. But all of this physical conquest, which obviously was involved in a spiritual takeover of the evil empire, was necessary prior to Our Lady's appearance. And there's an interesting quote in the book Cortez by Richard Lee Marx, a historian, where he speaks of one of the battles that Cortez had in the lands leading into Mexico before he got there. And as they were using their horses to take out many of the Indians, he says, quote, "The Indians who prided themselves on being fast runners were dismayed when their fastest runners were overtaken by the horses and speared. Shocked and deafened by the Spaniards' guns, the Indians were panicked by the strange animals. They had never before seen horses, with or without men upon them, and they thought that each horse and rider were one creature, a kind of centaur dragon unloosed to destroy them." End quote.